Yeah, we have said enough ohms, another ohm. Before I forget, the people are participating in this yoga session, especially the physicians. I have one question for your observation. This was a bhajan and this was a vibration. We talk about whole day, yesterday, today, about vibrations, what it does to our body. So when I was observing, each individual being was in a trance, they're moving their body in different ways. Somebody was stepping on the foot, somebody was moving head in a body. And I want a neuroscience explanation from the physician who's participating here. Effect of vibration, mantras in our body and mind. So we're going to talk next about half an hour. The title is Yoga for Daily Living. We've been yogi the day we were born. We've been practicing yoga every single day when we were in India. We never knew we were practicing yoga. We were like a fish in a water. Fish in a water doesn't know the fish in a water. When the fish is out of the water, fish is looking for water. That's what happened to us. We're looking for it. In the morning in the village, the person woke up. He took a little Surya Namaskar, did a little pranayama, went home, went to work. They didn't know they'd been doing yoga. Every word, and I shared with so many words, you know, like this last 3 days, that what my mother and grandmother was telling me, every word was a yoga or a Ayurveda. Everything you do in your life, from waking up in the morning, the day you're going to die, is yoga. The one interesting thing what I was observing in the yogis in India, I've gone through so many yogis with the attending with them, with the live, I was just sharing during lunchtime, they really don't know what they're doing. It's amazing, an amazing feeling. The 106 years old yogi, just outside Rishikesh, called Paramananda Yoga Dina, Niketan Ashram. He put his feet behind his neck, standing up. He has no idea. His foot is behind his neck. Called effortless ease. We talked about it yesterday. So primarily what they have done with the yogis in their life, it was a purely experimental. And that's what we do too. We experiment every single day. You saw what we have done this morning. You know, people are not participating, you don't know. We saw the kriyas. But if you keep on doing it, you won't be able to do it. Because yoga has been doing it from the day one. It is also very powerful experiential. It is so powerful experiential that you have no language to spit it out. I'm from Bengal, and I said in Bengal, you say, Bhashai prakash kara jayana. You cannot explain, you cannot write. But what is the most important thing? It is a philosophy. It is beyond science. We call it a transcendental science or trans science. In a Western living, we always try to find an explanation. What, where, when, how. And we explain to you, bringing it down to the level of science. And we have noticed last 3 days how we explained. We explained everything, you know, to the enzyme level. Even for endocrinologists, we talked about what is the cholesterol, how the statin works, what the yoga works to control your cholesterol, how the yoga works to control your hypertension, you know, how it affects all the bodies. But still, there is something beyond this which we don't know, which we experience. So how did we experience this? This is called born yogi. I'm going to show you some pictures which will blow up your mind. You have no idea this thing is happening and this thing is happening. And I'm very fortunate to have a pediatrician here with us. And let's take a look what happened. This is a photographer. He took a candid camera and took a pictures of the babies between 6 months to 18 months. The baby will stand up in a tadasana. Buddha will stand up in a Vakrasana without knowing. This is called a effortless ease. And that's what yoga is. A baby will sit down in a Vajrasana, baby will sit down in a Sukhasana, and they're comfortable. Remember, the baby's mind has not has any input through their five senses. Something happens to their body and mind that they're able to sit down like this. But baby will get up into Bhujangasana. So look at how beautiful Bhujangasana. You try to do Bhujangasana, this is their natural pose. Buddha Salabhasana. Look at that, how they do. You're calling about Adho-Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog, or Marjarasana. This is natural. That's what the what yoga in daily living is. That's who you're born. Because Yathar Parivartanasana, we've been doing, you know, Shaitan was teaching every day morning, do the Marjarasana, do the monkeys, where it came from. That's where monkeys sleep. That's where the monkey feels so great sleeping there. You know, this is natural, Upadeshtakonasana. But then, this is a multiple pictures, and I have a tons of pictures like this just to show you. In fact, I show them to the physician called the origin of yoga therapy. That's where the yoga therapy evolved. You talk about balasana, this is a typical balasana. You try to do it, this is the balasana. This is a supta baddha konasana. That's where a baby sleeps. I told you yesterday, this is the treatment for insomnia. If you cannot sleep at night, you sit down, you sleep like this, and be a Brahmi Pranayam. And again I said, what happens to my partner? I said, who cares? You know, your partner is sleeping anyway, you know. When you cannot sleep, sleep like this. I have been practiced this for so long, so much, many a time. My wife will come and say, you know, you've been sleeping like a baby. I said, yeah, I'm a baby, you know. I'm a baby. That is called transformation. You transform yourself. And then, you know, I can get pictures after pictures, but just have to show it to you. That's the way it is. No caste and a baby. But yoga, primarily what it is, it's a philosophy. It's yoga darshan. Acharya ji talked about yesterday so beautifully, you know, that what darshan is. It's a practice. It's called eight limbs. Yam, niyamasana, pranayam, pratyahara, dhyana, dharana, samadhi. It's a part of our life. Yam is a sanjam. Don't. Do not do this thing. Niyam is a do's. Do's and don'ts. Five yams, five niyams. This is the good one for Acharya. You call it 10 commandments. Against the 10 commandments. In the 10 commandments, you see they are very similar. Like our, you know, yam and niyama. But more important what it is a daily living. It's a dinacharya. Wake up in the morning, we call it a yogic life. That's where you incorporate your yogic life. And how to incorporate? If you know a little bit about yoga, then you know how to about the yogic life. Look at what the yoga has done to our West. Yoga has done to the West. It's a very beautiful cartoon, I said. It's in addition to 16 cup holder, it comes equipped with 4 dedicated yoga mat storages. That's what the yoga we see. We will see everywhere. You know, this is a cartoon, but it is reality. You have yoga mats in your car. You are home. The moment you are on a yoga mat, that is your home. And that's what you do. I just was sharing with them, I tried so many times, wake up in the morning, I said, today is the day off. I have to give my body and mind day off. I'm not going to do anything. Automatically turn the television, it automatically turns on to the Astha channel. I'm sitting in front of Astha channel. Before I know, I'm started doing it, and I don't know how long I have did it. It is the most addictive practice in your life once you start doing it, because it is embedded in your life. There's a beautiful paper I just saw published in a very famous medical journal called Archives of Internal Medicine. It's a doctors are prescribing yoga as a part of their daily living. It's amazing, you know, how far we have come, and we don't understand the potential benefits of yoga. You know, we call it yoga, but here it is. It's a, we have few physicians here, understand. This is one of the most prestigious journal of this country. It is not what you call the, what do you call those journals? You know, the throwaway journals. You know, well, this is one of the most, this is like a Bible of medicine called, you know, Alcantara Medicine. When they write a paper on the yoga for, you know, daily life, you can imagine what the yoga is in your daily living. So again, just go over with it. We talked about yesterday very much. It's a yoga. It's not a yoga. Yoga is anglicized. Even if you spell like we pronounce as a yoga. And yoga in my language, in my Bengali, we talked yesterday, is called yoga. And we use it all the time, every vocabulary. Monojog diye poro. Mind yoga. Aba tomar shonge yoga yoga rekho. To keep in touch. Bibaha yoga. You know, we use the yoga all the time. What it unites, even if it called the union, it's a union of body, mind and spirit, but essentially it's a self-realization. It's a seven-limb practice to achieve the eighth limb, which is called samadhi. Samadhi is in a state of mind, in a trance, which is basically balancing. Instead of union, it is called balancing of your body, mind and spirit. That balance essentially brings health to you. It's also a union between your jiva-atma to the paramatma. And we tell it all the time, we tell everybody about this, because this is the way we think about iPhone, iPad, you know, laptop, computers. The moment you bring the metaphor, the body is like a hardware, mind is a software, spirit is a programmer. Whatever you do to this hardware, I have this knee pain, swollen knee, I have been taking statin, I have an angioplasty, I have a heart bypass, absolutely has no meaning, no sense, until the software is controlling the hardware. Until you can have a control of your mind, and what the mind is the contents of your five senses. We hear, we see, we smell, we taste, and we touch. Mind is your consciousness. Look at the English word we use. Somebody unconscious, we say senseless. And programmer. Who is a programmer? I am the programmer. I am programming my software to fix my hardware. So yoga teaches us one of the fundamental principle is that I am the cause and I am the cure. I have created all the disease of myself. I have created for last 50 years, 60 years, 40 years, God knows when. So they come to my class, I said, you have 50 years, you have abused your body. Now give at least 50 months or 50 weeks or 50 days. You're not going to achieve any result from yoga in a very short time. Yoga is a very powerful medicine, but it's a very slow medicine. In our vocabulary we use, I have diabetes. Mind doesn't have a diabetes. My body has a diabetes. I have diabetes. The moment I incorporate yoga in my life, wake up in the morning, first thing you do, drink a glass of water, push up on. It started a reflex called gastrocolic reflex. I get a proper elimination. That's a sign of health. Yoga gives us health. And then what you're doing? You're doing little asana, pranayama, and meditation. Prescription today is about an hour of practice in the morning, 25 minutes of asanas, 25 minutes of pranayamas, 10 minutes of meditation. Do a daily practice, but you need to know what you are doing, how you are improving, so we request you to come to one of the classes. You know, the classes are once a week, Saturday, Sunday class. You come, you see the improvement, what happens to you. Again, it's a philosophy. We talked about yesterday all about it. 196 sutras, and out of 196 sutras, 193 or 194 is all about mind control. Yoga darshan is nothing to do with this physical body. This physical body has no existence. Only asana, the described in Yoga Sutra,
called Sthiram Sukham Asanam. That's what we are. In my language, you say Ashan Kore Basho. Ashan, my meaning is Ashan Kore Basho. When you sit down with the asana, means you keep stillness and happiness. Sthiram Sukham Asanam. It's an 8-limb practice, Patanjali Ashtanga Yoga. These are the 8 limbs. The one very important thing is that as a daily practice, you are taking a pills. Wake up in the morning. We live here in the United States now average 78 to 80 years, but in the exchange of 10 pills per day. That's our lifestyle here. Yoga, first thing we'll do to yoga, it will start reducing your pharmaceutical support. What does it mean? Even if you're smoking, you're dependent on nicotine, it will come down. That is a part of yoga as a daily living. If you're drinking, if you're based on a dependent alcohol, if you do yoga, alcohol will go away. If you, all this, what is called in India now, called gutka, pan masala, you know, pan pharag, you know, all this stuff, we see in people in thousands now in India that those things goes away. In our Western practice, we're seeing more and more people with diabetes. They are reducing the amount of medication they're taking. People with hypertension, the reduction of the medication. And it is done by the physicians. Remember one thing, the Western physicians are also very scientific. They're also based on a lot of data. So you have a hypertension today. You start on antihypertensive medication. You keep on doing yoga practice, asana, pranayama, whatever, you know, meditation. I'm not going to show you any practice because we have shown enough hold this week. But if you go back to that physician, and the physician sees that your blood pressure is coming down, there will be no rationality for the physician to continue on the medication. He or she will start reducing that medication, which you see all the time. That is the yoga for daily living. If you can do yoga, you will be able to reduce your pharmaceutical support. There cannot be anything better than that. Finally, what the yoga will do for daily living is called rehabilitation. Rehabilitation means you will be like an energized body. You wake up in the morning, 4 o'clock, between 4 to 6, called Brahma Muhurta. That is the time Brahma wakes up. You will be doing a practice of yoga whole day. You will feel like a completely energized and completely having a good quality life. It is not the quantity of the life. I don't want to live 90 years. I want to live 75, 80, what? I want to have a quality of life. That's what yoga will give it to you for daily living. I showed you yesterday 3 curves. Anybody remember those 3 curves? How you go down, then if you do yoga, what will happen? Your exit will be easier. First and foremost thing about yoga for daily living, what will happen? We have to go someday, somehow. But your exit will be easier. You are not going to be in a nursing home. You are not going to be dependent on anybody. You will wake up one day, next day you are gone. If you even look at today, all the famous yoga practitioners, you can name it, Iyengar, 96, the day before, you know, he was doing 8 hours of headstands, he was doing everything. Had a little bit of pneumonia, you know, they had a little misdiagnosed, they thought it was a congestive heart failure, but the pneumonia, he's gone. Padmabai Joyce, 102, Krishnamacharya, look at all the names here, Indira Devi. Anybody heard of Indira Devi? She's a student of Krishnamacharya, first Western student. She was the original from Europe and she ended up in Argentina. She lived up to 102 years. Again, the most important thing here is, it is called, everybody Western said, practice-based evidence. We call it evidence-based medicine. Show me, why do I need to do yoga? Give me the reasons. So I don't have to give you any reasons. What it is called a practice-based evidence. It has been practicing for thousands and thousands of years. 5,000 years they've been practicing. There must be a reason for something to be persistent for 5,000 years. most of the chronic diseases starts with acute onset. Like I have underlying heart disease and a sudden heart attack. Or I have a diabetes, suddenly my blood sugar goes up. The hypertension or hypertensive crisis. At that point, you start a usual and customary medication treatment, but then you adapt a yoga practice called a personalized lifestyle changes. What is personalized? Because a practice of yoga outcome is different for different people. What happens to you may not happen to me, or what happened to me may not happen to you. It is not protocol driven. What is meant by that? That you cannot prescribe a yoga and say it will be going to work for you. What you have to do, you have to work for that yoga. The way they were to explain to it is that you can buy a disease care, but for health and yoga, you have to earn it. It's like a respect. You have to do it on your own. It's a very important concept. What the yoga does actually for daily living is that it causes a self-realization. That's the way the yoga is being designed. It was never designed for the health benefit. It's a self-transformation. What does it transform? It transforms a rogi to nirogi to yogi and yogini. That is called the art of transformation. And this is a self-healing. Nobody is giving it to yoga, you yoga. Shaykh Hari is running the class here. He is just suggesting you. But you have to go, you have to do it yourself. Unless you do it, nothing will happen. And this is a famous quote from Desikachar. He's a son of Krishnamacharya. He said, in stages, impossible become possible. First you say, I could do it, this thing, I cannot do it. Try, you'll be able to do it. You saw me, what I did today and yesterday, huh? I'm only 21. No, maybe 39, you know? But I crossed my, 25th, 39th birthday, 38th, 39th birthday, I didn't grow beyond 39. Possible. Everything is possible when you keep on practicing. So, basically the way you adopt in your daily lifestyle, you get into asana pose, you stay in the pose. You don't get out of the pose. Three stages of asanas. First is called arambho, called sthiti, visarjan. The moment you get into asana pose, your muscle contracts, you need to get into the pose. You stay there. Slowly the muscle will start to relax. All the fasciculation goes away. Slowly you get in a profound sense of relaxation. That's your daily practice. That is your daily yoga in your daily life. The moment you achieve that, it's a relaxation response. Relaxation response starts first with able to keep your spine straight. We did all the practice this morning. Able to close your eyes, do effortless breathing. But most important part of daily practice, yoga for life, is a vibration. What you have all heard here. Everything you heard here was the effect. That's what I ask you. See what happened to all these people, this vibration. This vibration of sound of Om, it creates a same vibration at the vibration of the brain. Our brain has a frequency, Om has a frequency. Two frequency interacts. Anybody from physics here? Simple physics is called harmonic resonance. Simple physics, it cancels each other. Our brain gets into total calmness and that quiets down our mind. That is a part of our yoga for daily living. Pranayama should be done completely effortlessly for daily living. The moment you put an effort in pranayama, you're going to hurt yourself. As I said, pranayama is like a two-edged sword. You know, it's like you can cook with a fire, you can burn the kitchen with the fire. The pranayamas for daily living is a set of pranayamas which really designed by Swami Ramdev, but we have done with experiment, we have done with all this work, but this is the pranayamas, a sequence we do for daily living. Daily practice of yoga will start with the Bhastrika Pranayama, Kapalbhati Pranayama, Anulom Vilom Pranayama, Nadi Shuddhi, Brahmi, Shitali, Sitkari, Ujjayi. These are all, we just make it, change it a little bit. But you do pranayama every day. Asana is to relax your physical body. Pranayama is a completely effortless breathing. What it leads you to meditation then. The effective healing substance for our body is a meditation. But to get into the meditation, you need to get into asana and pranayama. Just to give you a couple of examples what you have done, this man had a Parkinson's disease. He's 65 for about 7 years. In 2 years' time, he is able to do, when he came, he was doing like this. He's able to do a Vrikhasana. I know, I was trying to hold him, I'm not holding him, you know, that day. And he, essentially he's doing a headstand now. And the moment he does a headstand is so relaxing, a lot of physiology behind it. He says, all my, you know, Parkinson's disease goes away. Unless you see a phenomenon like this, you will never understand what a yoga for daily life is. You ask him, Dave, how did you improve? He said, very simple. I said, tell me, what is a simple daily practice? That was his simple answer. This lady, she came in a wheelchair. She had a multiple sclerosis, 59 years old, and she is able to stand up on her. Most important thing, she had asthma for 20 years, and within a month of pranayama practice, she could reduce her medication support. Amazing, unless you see that, you know, the glow in their face. One day she calls me, she says, let me show you something. I did something, and I said, what? Look at my license plate. She put a license plate called Transforming. Before even she knew that yoga is the art of transformation, she put a license plate Transforming. That is called inner call. It came to her. She never knew what the transformation is. You know, average Joe Blow American lady, she put a license plate Transforming doing yoga. I had a lady, this is an amazing experience what it does, a daily yoga for daily life. She comes to me, she's about 78. She had a 2 open heart surgery, she had a pacemaker, she's an Indian descent lady. She comes with a raggedy clothes, you know, she's bent like this, sitting down. Interesting, her husband brings her, husband sits in the back. He never does a yoga. Here she is, slowly and slowly she's getting straightened up. Next thing she comes with a little bit of a, you know, the track suits and exercise clothes, looks good. Next thing she comes, I can see she puts a little makeup on her, that gets her hair done. And essentially, you see the transformation. When they feel good, they dress good, look good, but finally there what happened, she calls me one day, she said, my husband had an acute cardiac arrest, he died at home. I had absolutely no problem. I called 911, picked up the phone, called my son, I said, oh, father died, we took care of everything, and that was my effect of the yoga in my life. I said, you tell me what? She says, you tell me all the time, you stay calm in the middle of crisis, that's what happened to me. Before the yoga, I would be jumping up and down because my husband died. That's what the meditative life is. The people talk of meditation, and the Shaka was saying, meditation is 24/7. This is your meditation. And this is the way you stay calm in the middle of crisis. This guy was a fascinating guy. Unless there is a physician, they have no understanding. He has a serious congestive heart failure. He had multiple 6 admissions. His ejection fraction because the heart was 10 to 20%. That means your heart is not even pumping. He had been seen by a cardiac surgeon, and the cardiac surgeon refused the surgery. His wife was very upset. Wife overheard. The cardiac surgeon says, do you want to operate on a dead patient? He started doing yoga. One day he comes, that's what he's doing. He's doing a Bakasana, he's doing a, you know, the Halasana. It just blew my mind. So, Alan, what happened? Daily practice. Yoga is my life. Every day wake up, whatever you told me, I'll do it. Drink a glass of water, round movement, every morning I do yoga. Yoga in your daily life. And I told him, now you need to go back to your cardiologist and see. He goes to cardiologist, he says, his ejection fraction is now 40%. And this is the, when you see the effect of yoga in a daily people's life, you wonder what this Indian population is doing in the United States. We became westernized. Even in India, I don't know if you have any idea, before Swami Ramdev, I can guarantee you, United States here were doing more yoga practice per percentage than people in India if you take out Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga. Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, all these are part of our life. But unless you incorporate in your life as a practice. One thing I want to share with you, I want to stop it here. If you have any question, I want to, you know, answer some question. This is my observation. It is not disrespect to anybody. I go to India quite often. I see the Swamijis. Acharyaji, what can I say? They do dhyan throughout the whole day. 50 years, 60 years, they cannot turn, they cannot move, they had a big gut here, they are becoming bigger and fatter and fatter. It's amazing, you know, that just blew my mind, that unless you take care of your physical body, that's where you start. You have to take care of your physical body first. Asana practice is a must. This asana will take you to pranayama. Asana, the moment you can do pranayama effortlessly, the moment you can enter into the meditation, you will be doing any kind of asanas you don't even know. You'll be doing sarvanga asana, halasana, sirsasana, you'll do mayurasana, everything you do, you don't know even what you're doing. I can stop here because I can look at the clock. I think there's something to do, 10 more minutes or so, Krishan. My time is over. If you have any dying question, I'll be glad to answer. Otherwise, I'm here until 3 o'clock. Catch me, ask me any question, I'll be glad to answer. Thank you.